Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has great things in store. You don't want to be left out of the goodness of God. The things that he's doing, he's mightily moving. Join in. Yield to him. Trust the word of God. Trust what he's saying, because what he's saying is true and it will deliver you. It will take you forward in this life. And I thank God for that. I got an announcement this morning. A blessing is coming to Adamsville, Alabama. Bob Yanding will be here at Victory Christian Fellowship. He'll be ministering tomorrow on the 24th, on Sunday on the 24th. And this broadcast is going to air on the 24th, but today is Saturday, and he will be here on the 24th. And I'm going to let my pastor give you some information. All you ministers, come. If you want to be blessed, come. And also, today we have an ICFM meeting, and my pastor is going to explain more about it.
Amen. Well, you know, I am the North Alabama director. I'm Dr. Jim McCann, pastor of Victor Christian Fellowship, and I'm the North Alabama director of ICFM. That's the International Convention of Faith Ministries that was founded by Dr. Kenneth E. Hagan, Dr. Kenneth Copeland, Dr. Jerry Savelle, and Terry Mize, as well as Dr. Fred Price. And we are a organization. It's a worldwide organization. And if there's any ministers out there that would like to become a part of ICFM, you can go to icfm.com, and read about it. And you can contact me here at the church, VCF, at Victor Christian Fellowship, area code 205-791-WORD or 791-9634. But on September the 23rd, we'll be having a luncheon here at the church. We'll have worship and praise. We'll begin at 10 o'clock, worship and praise. And we'll have Pastor Bob Yanion, who is a renowned Bible scholar. He's known as the number one Bible scholar in the world. He has over 20-something books. He's a Bible scholar. He's a great man of God. He'll be ministering. He's also one of the trustees for the ICFM. It'll be on the 23rd. The lunch will be here, so if you contact the church and let us know you're coming, because we'll know how many to bring if you'd like to come. The 24th, he'll be here at the church at 10:30 a.m. and at 6 o'clock p.m. Then he'll be with the Restoration Christian Fellowship in Warrior, Alabama, on Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock in the evening, 7 o'clock p.m., and then he'll be in at Arab Community Church in Arab, Alabama, on Wednesday at 6:30. So if you'd like to come here, Pastor Bob, we'd love to have you come out. He's such a blessing. He is a walking Bible. But if you'd like to come out, be a part of this, we'd love to have you.
Hey. Thank you, Pastor McCann. That's a blessing. This is going to be a blessing to God's people. When he's moving by his Spirit and we join in, we automatically get blessed. And to reiterate, the address at the church is 2440 Minor Parkway, just across the street from the high school.
Minor High School.
And telephone number 205-791-WORD. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing. Don't miss out on the move of God.
Amen. God's done great things.
And I thank God for what he's doing. The Lord our God is progressive. All of his love towards us is faithful. And he has a lot to say to us. He has a lot to... he's taken us places... he's taken us forward in him. Everything that he does is very important. And all of his goals for us, they're great goals. They're blessings. When he looks at us, he sees a part of himself, because we're made in his image. So as we go forward in life, if we include the Lord in our path and we endeavor to do things according to his word, we trust him with our lives. Our lives, it grows. Everything of God, everything that God made, it grows. You plant a seed in the ground, and if it's an acorn, it becomes an oak tree. Everything of God may start off small, but it becomes great. No different is your life. But in order to grow properly and do the things, go to places He's taken us to, the blessed place in Him, we have to trust Him with our lives. And as we do so, our lives will definitely grow according to the perfect plan and will of God. Your life can take a better course, a greater path, a greater destiny. Our God came to give us greater life, more abundant. Much abundant, much more abundant. No problems, no death. God don't come to do all the evil things that people say He does. Because people in the worldly preaching, I put it that way, has blamed God for our greatest problems. Because they group things together saying that God is in full control. But the Bible teaches that He has an enemy out there trying to wreck your life. Jesus said, Satan comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Satan don't come to give you life. He promises you what you want. But it's deception. Worldly deception is all it is. But Jesus said, I'm come to give you life and that more abundantly. So the Lord has come to give you life and that more abundantly, and it will, everything of God multiplies. Look around. Everything, all the food you eat was once a seed. Corn was once a seed. Apple trees were once seeds. You were once a seed. Even Jesus, the seed of woman, and He crushed the serpent's head. The Lord has good things in store. And when Jesus left, He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, to make things plain for us, to help us grow correctly. Now, everybody that have believed on Jesus Christ don't benefit from the wisdom of the Holy Spirit because they allow distractions in their lives. Sometimes they just don't study the Word. When we a healthy study of the Word of God continually, it gives us a chance to receive God's perspective on things. The enemy, you know, you don't have to do anything. With Satan, you just look at things the way it looks and you make a decision. So the enemy is full of drama. He'll make a situation appear good. You're looking at the bait side. You think you're all right. Sometimes you think it's God's blessing. But the Holy Spirit will show you the hook side. Now, I told my children, I said, you don't have to take my word for it. Look around in the world. Watch. Live with your eyes open. Now, they're grown now, but back when they were young, I said, the people who do it God's way are better off. And the people who refuse to do things God's way, they have more problems and they're not happy. Even their laughter turns sour. People that drink too much, they wake up with a headache. And some of them vow they'll never do it again. But next Friday night, they start the process again. People on drugs, they tried the drugs. They were caught up with the bait side. But the hook side was they lost their job, they lost their family. As smart and wise as they are, they wake up in a ditch. And sometimes literally. Sometimes it's just a metaphoric ditch, but it's still a ditch. That's not God's will for you. God loves you. Sometimes we're just going to have to change our concepts. We look at things from a man's perspective. Now, men without God, they don't expect God to intervene. They don't expect God's help. They don't expect the healing virtue of God. They lie on deathbeds. They don't believe that God will raise them up because they were taught wrong and they were groomed wrong from the world system. And then the devil will say, well, you did a lot too much bad stuff. The Lord, He'll heal other people, but He won't heal you. No. The Lord came to give you a fresh start. He's willing to wipe all this. If you write down all the sins you've done, on the side of a wall. And that, and now you're looking at, well, Lord, I offended you. I didn't do right. The Lord wants to, he wants to pressure wash all that junk off that wall you wrote by washing you in the blood of Jesus. Now, it'll take a while for some of you to write down all the sins you've done from the time you were born. And the Lord wants to pressure wash all that stuff off, forgive you of your sins, and take you forward. And then there are people that go to church, and see, sometimes preaching becomes compromised. Because sometimes people don't focus on the true and living Word of God. They're looking at, sometimes preachers, they see things a certain way, and they preach things according to how they feel. And they mix in God's word with how they, and some, they preach God's word. They endeavor to preach God's word. But if you would talk God's word the wrong way, you'll have opinions the wrong way. And it all gets preached, the good and the bad. And then people make choices from it. Now you can trace things back to centuries prior. I mentioned in one broadcast how the Roman Catholic Church, they became compromised with kings, and they would use religion to control people. So they had the Bible translated in Latin. That was a language that nobody used at the time. And then people depended on the priest to tell them what to do. So that's easy, that's comfortable, that's a compromise. It takes away effort. But God is not, the Word of God didn't say that your life would be effortless. Your life has to grow. You're made in God's image. God grew. He grows from glory to glory. That's how he did all the wonderful things you enjoy. That's why he made all those stars and planets out there. He's been doing this a long time. Earth is just one of the many. God knows everybody by name. Now, the Lord does things wisely. And we're made in God's... See, if you go back to the garden, you get the representation of truth. God put a, he put the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You choose life. If Adam didn't choose eat off either tree, he'd still be alive. But eating off the tree of life represents your decision to grow, your dedication to grow in life. So when you study the Word of God, you're receiving, you're putting your trust in the Lord. Adam had all the evidence to trust God and take him at his word. That's called faith. And he looked at his, at the Word of God. If he would have looked at the Word of God, it's the same as eating off the tree of life. That's what the tree of life represents. I trust you, Lord. You call this a tree of life, so I'm going to eat off it, and I expect to live and do better. That's what it represents. But he was warned about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam had no concept of sin except for the destruction that he saw, because the Lord told him to replenish the earth. The earth was once filled with life, and it got destroyed. That was evidence of it. So he had a reference of death, but not a reference of what caused it. So he said, the day you eat, you shall surely die, and you'll become like the things you see destroyed. Because he could find bones. What was this, Lord? That was an animal. What happened to it? It died. So that tree represented death. That's the reference of death. Now, your reference of death is whatever the worldly way is. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's the world system. That's the system of Satan. That's what Lucifer chose. That's how he became Satan. He was an angel. So when you eat the bait side, you eat the hook side with it. Deception, it doesn't look like a monster. It looks good. Satan comes to you as an angel. And it sounds good when people say God is in control. If he was in control, there would be no sin. He gave the order. He showed people order. He showed Adam what to do. But Adam, you have to choose to do what's right. He didn't say that you don't have a choice. The Word of God shows us that we do indeed have a choice. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 28, it shows us another reference of the tree of life and the tree of, and choosing death. The first part is about 15 verses, and it talks about how good it'll be if you just obey God. And God, you know, it's not like God is rewarding you for being good. This is just every action you do, everything you say, you're sowing seeds. And if you're doing what's right, it works like just like when you plant seed that grows good crops in the ground. You know, you're planting corn. You're going to get corn. You're going to be blessed. You can sell it. You can make money with it. You can sustain your family with it. Good. It's good. But when you sow weeds, it grows faster and it's going to be worse unto you. So the Lord is trying to, he tried to prevent man from doing the wrong thing, but he did it anyway. So now the destruction and the wars and the grief and the strife and the divisions among the people, all of that come from serving the world. Because when people decide to do what's wrong, another kind of crop is going to grow, and it's dangerous. That was not God's will. But God never took away your choice. You got to choose him. The kingdom of God is a volunteer army. People chose God on purpose. And they love him, and there are people who choose God's way. And we learn to do what's right. We learn his ways. We learn what he's saying. The Holy Spirit guides us and blesses us, gives us songs in the night, teaches us things, edify us in his word. We have laughter in our lives. We see our children progress. There are people who will do right. So it's not fair for me to know this and not tell you. God is good, and he's mightily moving by his spirit. And he has sent great men of God to help us out. People who yield themselves to the Lord anoint them to speak his word, teach his word, heal his people. Whatever you need, God has anointed people to be a blessing just for you. But if you ignore all that, God can't stop you from ignoring all that. If you decide to just watch TV and do things that's fun and never read the word, God can't stop that. If you decide not to go to church and learn and grow and heal, you will have to put forth an effort to grow up. Just like your children. They have to get out of bed every day. It's the law that they got to go to school. And you benefit from it because they learn to read, they learn to write, they learn to hold a job. And when you get old and can't take care of yourself, they're established enough to help you out. So in life, let's say all the children just stop going to school, they stop learning to read, they can't be productive. Now they're going to depend on you for everything. That's foolish. And some people, they won't do what they're supposed to. And they still try to depend on their parents for everything. That's not wisdom. So it ain't wisdom when we try to do that against God. If we don't learn to grow and take care of ourselves, that's not good. It's not good for us. Our life is more miserable. We can't take care. We want things, we can't have it. We see people that's younger and not as smart do better than us. They finished school. They put forth the effort. And then when you think it's not worth it, it's not worth your time to learn of God, the day is going to come you'll wish you knew better. Because the choices you make, even if you prosper, you can make a choice after you prosper that will erase your prosperity. And that's not God's wisdom. That's not even God's will. And it's definitely not his best for you. Now, get on board with what the Lord is saying. Take the word of God serious. Don't listen to people who tell you that the Bible was written by men. The word of God is alive. I found it to be alive. When you study it, the life of God gets in you just by you reading and hearing and hearing God's word. Because faith gets in you. And then the Holy Spirit can illuminate your mind to it and help you renew your mind. That word gets in your heart, and the Holy Spirit will break it down for you and help you understand it. I know a man, he told me that the Lord taught him to read. He didn't read well. He didn't read and comprehend well. He said, man, when I got saved, the Lord taught me how to read. And he ended up working at Alabama Power. He had a good job, too, because the Lord taught him to read. He started with the Word of God. My mother was an English teacher. And she told me and my friends, if y'all read 300 books, I'll take you to Six Flags. So we read 300 books. We got the thinnest books we could find and read them. But she did take us to Six Flags. I did not like reading until I got saved. Now, I would read my lesson. I made decent grades in school. I was not a good student. I could have made straight A's if I put my heart to it. But I didn't. I made C's. I didn't make the best grades because I didn't try hard. But when I started reading the Word of God, I became a student. And nobody had to tell me to study the Word of God. It has blessed my life tremendously. I can do a lot more now than I did when I first started. And I'm after even more. Because the Lord can only bless us according to the way we measure His word. But we measure God's word from our past. But as we continue studying His word and acting on it, we grow from glory to glory. We grow from faith to faith. So the things that I'm after, I'll attain. Because I'm learning to measure it even bigger. And along the way, I learned to measure it bigger and bigger. And I see greater results. The Lord is for us and not against us. And He's with us. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel. He's with us. Emmanuel means God with man. And He is. To those who receive Him. It's not up to God at all. God already gave us His true and precious promises. Now in James chapter 4 it says, He says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And it's true. If we resist the devil, he will flee from us. But it also says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. See, that's a big promise to us. You get to activate God by drawing near to Him. Now He can respond to you. Now let's put it this way. Let's say if the Lord drew near to you and you weren't looking for Him, and you were not receptive to Him, it wouldn't work. I once had a problem in my business. And I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I got a problem. I need your help. I need your wisdom. And He told me what to do. But what He said, I remember it better than the wisdom that He gave me. I said, Lord, you knew I needed this a long time ago. How come you didn't tell me before? He said, now watch what I'm saying. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he cannot learn the ways of the Father. So when you draw near to the Lord, you're making yourself a student. And you put yourself in a position to learn from Him and gain knowledge. Then He can draw near to you and you'll receive it and you'll see things in a greater way. Now, when people go to school and they have tutors and teachers, the teachers show them how things work and they become capable members of society. The students that learn to read well and comprehend, they can also read let's say wiring schematics and engineering things that they can receive wisdom from manuals and understand how things work. And they become useful to companies and they can make money. But people who buck the system all the time never will learn to read, never will learn to write, never learn to comprehend. Speak evil against the teachers that's trying to help them. They are the people that you pass by on the side of the road. They don't work anywhere. They have problems. They need somebody to take care of them. They stand in line, in unemployment lines. They're ashamed of themselves. They can't help their families. Then their children go to school and become even smarter than they were. And then they wish that they had done better. But they don't talk about it because they're embarrassed. And sometimes they get jobs, even good jobs, and they hide the fact that they can't read. And their whole life, they're missing out on too much because they refuse to take a step that they needed. God is foundational. And he will help you go back, just like he taught my friend to read. He'll go back and help you to get the steps you missed and bring your life forward. And you don't have to walk around embarrassed anymore. Now, when the devil pull a fast one on people, the reason they don't warn people behind them, their children, the next generation, is because they're trying to hide the fact that they did something shameful. They're trying to hide the fact that will make them look bad. That goes for all sins. People do things all the time they wish they hadn't done, and they do it anyway. And then they have to live with it. And then the devil say, well, no sense in talking about it now because you're going to be ashamed. People are going to look down on you. So they're not warning the people that's after them. I'm doing it. I see it in people's eyes. They get a good job, they can't half read, and they feel ashamed. If that happened to you or anything that's shameful like that, just pray and ask the Lord. He will forgive you. He will bless you. He will look at you with the same love that he sees in Jesus, because he made us joint heirs. See, Jesus already died for everybody, and then he made us joint heirs. When the Lord looks at us, we believed on Jesus Christ. He sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ, and it's as if he's looking at Jesus Christ with the same love, same kindness, same blessing. All you have to do now is receive what God is trying to show you. You got to do your part. It's up to you how far you go, how much you learn. But if you start drawing near to the Lord, I promise you, he will start drawing near to you. And you'll get to a point where you'll ask the Lord questions and he will answer you. God is good, folks. Don't miss out on what God is doing. He is here to be a blessing to you, and he will take you very far in this life. And he can anoint you, and you can be a blessing to many other people. Don't be ashamed of what the devil did. Just overcome what the devil did. And take God at his word and go forward. You have every right to do this because Jesus paid the way. He paid your bill so that you can live like him. So that you can live with the Father. So you can be reunited with Father God. I thank the Lord for what he's doing. I thank the Lord for his love. He loves you tremendously, even better than I can express to you. And I thank the Lord for it. He will not forsake those who seek him. He will not turn you away. And he will bless you, just like I'm saying. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life. Invite him in and see what the old preacher's talking about. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is your Lord.